This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. Don't let me do it all alone. I want your help. Again, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you take to check out the show, to respond to the show, to get involved in the show. And you really do need to get involved. You really do need to be involved in the conversation. And I don't know how else you get both sides of the convo, as they say. Even if you don't agree with it, you should at least get both sides of it. And I never chastise somebody, at least while they're on the air, to... while they're on the air. It's how stupid their idea is. I really don't. But you don't know what the enemy thinks unless you hear what they have to say. It ain't that hard. You know? Anyway, let's get right to it. I have a lot of fun with this stuff. I just think it's hilarious when I see some of these stories. The rigged machine. We'll get to that in a second. California legislators, you don't get much loonier than these people. All right? So what they were trying to do for the longest time, they had a bill out there. And basically what the bill said was that you could not, wonderful people, by the way, you couldn't get a grant, get any money from the state if you were going to a college that had any kind a religious mantra. I don't know. Anything that had to do with religion, and it's not really clear, because depending on the article, the story you read, even if it had a cross up on the wall, a picture of Jesus, and it wasn't even a religious school, they wouldn't give you money for it. All right, so they've been beating their brains out to try to get this changed. And it was SB 1146, was the bill out of California. And the bill, they were trying to take these exemptions, right, out of it. Or these religious exemptions out of the bill. You know, I'm having a hard time with it because when I read the three or four articles, they were kind of all over the place. And I tried to pull them together, right? So a day after religious leaders released an open letter calling on California to protect religious liberty in higher education, and the lawmaker behind a controversial bill dropped the proposal in question. He's now willing to allow religious schools to keep exemptions to anti-discrimination laws related to sexuality. Now, under the state, Senator Ricardo Lara's amendment to the bill, schools must disclose if they have an exemption and report to the state when students are expelled for violating morality codes. So, in other words, if they sign off, if they sign off that they're willing to live by the rules of the school, maybe the school has a celibacy rule, maybe the school has a no sex on campus rule, maybe the school, for whatever, you know, for religious reasons, any of those things, you can't enforce, right? That's the way it was going to be. Now, the sponsor of the bill has now amended the bill. They keep those exemptions in place. All right. Now, Andrew Walker is the director of policy studies at the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. He says that SB 1146 is still bad because it has a disclosure or public shaming element, but they're willing to take what they got for now. Sighs of relief and prayers of gratitude that California's SB 1146 bill restricting religious liberty of colleges has been dropped. That came from the National Association of Evangelicals. Earlier versions of Senate Bill 1146 would have prevented colleges that received the state funds from enforcing codes of student conduct, especially the ones reflecting a college's religious beliefs about sexual identity. You remember I played that clip for you maybe about a week ago, maybe two. Hillary Clinton said flat out said that you know, religious dogma, religious beliefs were going to have to be modified. Yeah, you heard me. So she wants to go to scripture that's 2,000 years old, some older than that, and a different religious, and she wants to modify it. She wants the Pope to go in and change it. Change what God had to say. Good for her. That's just nuts. If you don't think it's nuts, there's something wrong with you. You don't go in and change scripture. You don't go in and change what God wants you to do. And for them to think that, for them to even think that that's an option, talk about being out of touch. Seriously. Now, traditionally, California's religious schools have received a religious exemption from non-discrimination laws. This bill would have limited the students who were preparing for a religious career, such as, you know, ministry. Now, Biola University's President Barry Corey and Azusa Pacific University President John Wallace spoke out against the proposal throughout the summer. He said it would be a step backwards if California, a state that has been a leader in diversity, well, since when? That's long gone. No, really, they're considered a leader in diversity for inclusion, plurality. I mean, they'll let anybody in except for a white Christian guy. They have a problem with us. Right? It seems that they couldn't find a way to value and honor religious freedom. Especially, you know, this would have applied to Christian universities. So a Christian university that has certain rules in place that you know of when you go there would no longer be allowed to do this. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to get out a story that I couldn't get to the other day. Guess what's going on in Chicago with voting machines? I'll give you 27 guesses. Your first 50 don't count. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to talk to smarter people than myself, seriously, all you got to do is head up to the chat room. You find it on therealside.com, okay? And when you go up there, you're going to see what you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And part of it is getting involved in the chat room. We've got smarter people than I running around in the chat room. They can, they know how to talk. My tongue and my lips don't work so well sometimes. All right, you know what I mean? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. And yes, I always do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You ready for this one? I mean, if this doesn't irritate the crud out of you, I don't know what will. Because it, as much as they say, you know, they say we're the Dems. The Dems say that we're the thieves. We're the bad guys. We're the ones that can't play clean or play right. Right? Every one of these people that have been caught reprogramming, playing with, jerking around with voting machines, every single one of them has been part of the Democratic Party. Or the Democrat Party. Excuse me, let me get that right. And they're not the same people. They're not one. I get some of you guys will send me emails and go, I don't know why I have such a hard time saying Democratic. Yeah, you guys aren't Democratic. You might be the Democrat Party, but there's very few things you do that are Democratic. You know, seriously. I love it. Here in L.A., we have a, when the new citizens swearing-in ceremony, they've got these people so bullpuckied. How's that? Like they got these people so bullpuckied that they actually believe that when they you know say the pledge and they swear their allegiance to the country, they now need to belong to the Democrat Party because they came here, they want to be under a Democratic rule. So therefore, if it's a Democratic rule, then it's the Democratic Party that they or the Democrat Party that they want. They are misinformed as usual. Seriously. And this gets so irritating after a while. I don't know how we get the message across. What are we doing wrong? I know we're doing a lot wrong, but what are we really doing wrong? All right, I'll get to the machines. So, and again, this is about the fifth or sixth story. I usually don't beat my brains out with them because, you know what, I kind of preaching to the choir sometimes. So in Chicago, a wonderful place, Chicago, but great place to go if you're in a Kevlar suit. You know what I mean? In Chicago, a voting machine was pre-wired to vote for Democrats only. Now, we did a story a couple of years back out of Florida where a programmer was asked by the National Democratic Party to make it so that when people voted, you know, when the reader, the slip reader, read the your vote tab, it would change it. And recently we did a story about in New Hampshire where they showed you how the guy had reprogrammed the electronic computers, and they had seven people in the room. I don't remember the exact number, but there were like seven people in the room. They were going to have four vote Dem, three vote Republican. And obviously it was a test. It was a demo. And so everybody voted, and they ended up with 21 votes, and 17 of them were Democrat, voted for the Democrat. And so the only way you could, you know, and he said the only way you can really check this to prove that it's real, you'd have to go back and get the paper receipts from the people that voted. That's the only way you could check it. So, you know what I would do? I would find a way to have somebody to check it on the way out the door so that the receipt matches the vote. There's got to be a way. I know everybody votes secret. Everybody votes sacred. But at some point in time, my God, even Bernie, they helped him buy a $600,000 home to keep his mouth shut. So any student of American politics is familiar with just how corrupt politics can be, especially in Chicago. It's widely believed, for example, that without the mafia's influence, John Kennedy would have never made it. Never had been elected president. That is a common belief and a common thought, seriously. And I don't know if I disagree with it. Union was very, very strong in John's race. Excuse me, in President Kennedy's race. But today, voter fraud has to be done on a high-tech digital level because computers can be reprogrammed, and learning about a machine that requires you to vote for Democrats is chilling, right? So a public state house candidate, Jim Moynihan, he described or put out a description of what it was like trying to vote for himself in the early election. Can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine being at one of those machines? Now, I'd almost rather do it this way so people can complain. I remember in, what was it, 2014, I think it was. And one of my promos actually talks about it. They had a problem with machines, I think it was D.C. And what would happen is they actually had pictures of the candidates. And the person voting, the report's getting back, but one in particular said, I kept pushing on Romney's face, and it kept coming up Obama. You know, because they had you check off everybody you wanted and then just click OK. So think about that. I mean, how many people, come on, do you really pay attention to everything? Especially when you're in a voter booth, like, bang, 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 vote here. Yeah, click, 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 you're gone. So think about that when you can't see it. Right? So Moynihan tried to vote for himself, and it was just so frustrating. He said, while using a touchscreen voting machine in Schaumburg, Moynihan voted for several races on the ballot, only to find that whenever he voted for a Republican candidate, the machine registered to vote for a Democrat. Now, he notified the election judge at his polling place and demonstrated that he continued to cast a vote for the opposing candidate. Moynihan was eventually allowed to vote for the Republican candidate, including in his own race. He was allowed to vote? Oh, well, excuse me. Okay. As voters become digital, the threat of high-tech illegal vote rigging is very serious. And while this is only one isolated incident, we've got documents and complaints/reports about just about how easy it is to reprogram these diabolical voting machines. Now, on election day, this is why it's important. Right? You have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to what comes out of those machines. You have to make sure. I know everybody's in a rush. Somebody's trying to get there at the last minute. Some people try to get there in the morning so they can rush off to work. Now, California, you can register the vote on your way over to the poll. How dumb can you be? Seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the voting machine. Now, this is not new, though. We have done stories. If you go back on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. You're going to see that we've done stories about this, and this isn't just where a Republican thinks it's going on. This is where people have been brought in front of a judge. There's been testimony taken that these guys that, you know, thank God they weren't involved with the Clintons because they probably wouldn't have been around to testify, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, these guys have come out and said, no, I was asked by the DNC to do this. I was asked by the local Democratic Party to do this. Big difference. And now California, I think probably one of the biggest states for fraud, probably in the nation. California now has decided that they, we're going to be able to, if they have their way here, right, we're going to be able to vote, register to vote at, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, head over to the polls. And maybe you don't even have to do that. We'll be able to register to vote online, then immediately go over to the voter side, you know, of the pile or of the computer, and vote right there online. So you'd be able to register and vote. Can you imagine? Hire me a bunch of 18, 19-year-old kids to sit there on a computer all day, go through the obituary list for the last 2 years, and just start registering and voting and registering and voting and registering and voting? What do you think? I could be one heck of a lucrative business. I belong to the wrong party. I mean, these guys, well, maybe not. Yeah, they also end up dying if they screw up, right? All right, take all that back. Maybe I don't want to be part of that other party. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. It's always a pleasure. All right, I shouldn't make this sound like I'm basking in it, but I am to a degree. Nevada is now pulling its plugs on solar subsidies. Now you can only imagine why that is. Here in California, they were pushing these things like crazy. You would think they were giving away gold bars. And they were pushing and pushing. They were talking about all these tax breaks you'd have, how it would pay for itself, how you'd pay less in energy fees, plus you'd get a tax break, plus, plus, plus. And they made it seem like this is the best thing since the wheel. And now the electric companies were screaming because, you see, they had to buy the electricity back from your solar panels if you didn't use it all. So the electric companies were screaming, hey, there's no set aside for us. There's no way for us to make money off of this. There's no way for us to even recoup our costs. So they're pushing legislation. They're pushing the Dems. Now, here I go. I'm now stuck with a 20-year lease because I'm not me, really. Right? I'm stuck with a 20-year lease because I got conned in, and I don't have one, for real. I got conned into buying, solar panels. Because I was going to save all kinds of money, and it's going to be a selling point for the house, right? And now you're telling me all that money I saved, I may have to pay out in fees for connection costs or reverse electricity costs to the California electric companies. So everything I was sold on could get reversed because we can't afford, because the electric companies who make up buku bucks can't afford to lose any money. But I think in Nevada, maybe they're catching on. I don't know. Now, Nevada taxpayers have spent millions subsidizing homeowners who install rooftop solar panels, but that's going to stop. And a controversial decision, the state is phasing out a subsidy over the next 12 years. A move being met with protests, lawsuits, even failed bid to put the issue before the voters. Last week, Nevada Supreme Court ruled that a referendum from solar activists challenging the decision would not be allowed on the November ballot. The changes and challenges are now being watched carefully by other states and solar industry as a whole, as it could signal a shift away from government support for solar energy. Obama must be really having some heartburn here with this. Now, Nevada's homeowners until now subsidized roughly, you ready for this one? 17,000 customers with solar panels. The joke about this is when they talk about green energy, right, non-fossil fuel energy, we subsidize it all. And do not tell me we subsidize the oil companies because we give them tax breaks or what have you. But when you talk about subsidizing 17,000, so everybody who puts a solar panel on their home, they get tax money for doing it. Plus they get tax breaks. This program was done in Nevada. It was done under a program known as the net metering, which reimbursed residential energy customers for excess power generated by their rooftop panels. Paul Thompson, chairman of Nevada's Public Utilities Commission, said the perk was unfair because it meant homeowners who didn't have solar panels were subsidizing those who did. Well, you should. You should be penalized for that, don't you know? Don't you want everybody to have solar panels? So everybody should take advantage of having solar panels on their roof. Actually, if you put them on there, right, you may never have to replace your roof, huh? Right? Sun doesn't hit it. Rain doesn't hit it. Birds don't poop on it. It's great. Customers are blasting the state's decision to phase out the net metering, as well as a decision to raise monthly fixed fees for solar customers from $12 to $38. The PUC and Governor Brian Sandoval have backstabbed us, and have gone against the little person, Nevada solar customer Eric Hine said. Many homeowners say without that perk, they wouldn't have shelled out the thousands of dollars to go solar. And they blame Nevada's PUC for what they call the old bait and switch. Like I tell you something, my wife and I probably looked at this stuff a dozen times, maybe even more. We've probably hung up on three dozen people to keep calling to bring them over. That's an understatement. There you go. So, I'm telling you, they're making us anyway. My favorite thing is, did I ask you to call? Well, no, we're just trying. Good, don't try. That's it, done. So the, but what I love about this is the solar companies are they're having heartburn with this, right? Many solar companies are already downsizing. I mean, how many of these things can you sell? And our big thing was, if you don't read the fine print, you don't know that you're stuck with those solar panels, and you have to pay for them. If you sell your house 2, 3, 4 years down the road, that agreement becomes due in some cases. So you have to pay for the panels. So it's just nuts. Now, many solar companies are downsizing. Several, including SolarCity, have stopped doing business in the state of Nevada, which means that they lost 550 jobs. How's that green jobs thing working out? You know, remember, President always said that about the thousands and the tens of thousands of jobs that it was creating while battery companies were going out of business, solar panel companies were going out of business. California has lost a couple of thousand jobs to solar panels and to other cities, I'm sorry, other states. So the solar activists say that they're hopeful that customers who went solar before the PUC decision will be able to keep the rates they signed up for. Task force created by Republican Governor Brian, Republican Governor, here you go, let's go slap him around. Republican Governor Brian Sandoval has recommended the rates be grandfathered in for customers who submitted applications before 2016 and continue for 20 years. I guess that's okay. I mean, again, remember, when we get these stories, even when we go read a couple of stories, even when you go look them up online, even when you go look them up on the state websites, I don't know how much of it's actually true. So I always question this stuff. And here in California, I'm telling you, man, it was almost like you can't go to any Home Depot, you know, home improvement store, without being accosted. I had a young man. I show you how mean I am. I had a young guy a couple of weeks ago. I was in there, and he came up. I've been going in and out there. We were doing some fixing up outside. And this guy must have asked me like 9 times if I wanted to go in that direction. It's no way, no how, not on your life, right? And so I said to him, don't you remember me from yesterday? I basically asked you yesterday to leave me alone. I said, I was going to tell your boss this. The reason I would never, even if I hit the lottery and was doing solar panels for the whole neighborhood, I would not buy one. I wouldn't buy a fitting. I wouldn't buy a plug. I wouldn't buy anything from you guys because you won't leave us alone. And he just looked horrified. I said, look, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the way you guys do business. This is, we come in here for parts and pieces. I don't want to be accosted by you people. So, again, tell your boss, the easiest way to lose a sale is to keep pounding on guys like me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and please be involved in the conversation. Really, I mean that. I mean, it's really easy to listen to the sound bites, and whether it's this show or a dozen other shows that you can find out there that are worth it, don't waste your time. You know, I thought it was really funny. We had I had a known hater of the show and of myself, right? And hop on last night for about 7 minutes, 6 minutes, actually 6 minutes exactly, because he said it was he wasted 6 minutes of his life listening to the show. So I had fun with him because I poked him back and I said, I'm glad I could be of assistance. Man, you would have thought I hit him with a red hot red poker. And I love it. Don't come on and say anything. If you can't take it, expect me to take it. If you can't take it, don't be bothered. All right, listen, Black Panthers. The, you know, we've always said this almost in a joking way, but it is so true. So the Black Panthers gets held up, or I should, let me rephrase that. A Black Panther gets held up. And he dials the cops. And it's a perfect response. I mean, and it really, I don't know if I would be, this is why I probably wouldn't make a good police officer. Because I'm sure the guy would call and he would say, you know, this is so-and-so. And so. And you don't really know how to look things up, right? So the cops would know right away who this guy was and what he belonged to. It'd be great to have it up on the screen with a little flashing thing going to Black Panther member. Go, hey, once you get the boys you got there with the sticks and the guns to take care of this on your own, you can do it. You got the tools for it. So the two groups are not directly affiliated. There are striking similarities in the views of the Black Lives Matter movement and the new Black Panther Party. Well, they do. They have some very similar thought processes on the police and society as a whole. But both have a severe distrust and actually an enmity towards the law enforcement community, whom they view as inherently corrupt, with institutionalized racial bias against minorities. So that was more or less the attitude held by one Ali Muhammad, his birth name was Clarence Jones, who heads up the Tampa, Florida chapter of the NBPP. That was until he became a victim of the black-on-black crime that many of his comrades either willingly ignore or even deny exist. I don't know how they do that. Do they really? I'd love to talk to somebody from that group. Do you guys really believe that when a crime is committed, but it was a, it must be one of those voting computers. You know, you put it in, white male, and it immediately changes it to black male. Must do that automatically. So it looks like there's a lot more crime being committed by blacks, right? So recently, Muhammad and some of his friends were walking home late in the evening. They were approached and robbed at gunpoint by a man. Later identified as Antoine Robertson. Now, the young man says, I was approached by a young black male who just came up to me and said, give me your earrings and your backpack. Now, you realize in some colleges we've done these stories that can't say that. The description to the police officers can't include color. So how easy is that for the... So now the police have to grab everybody. Right? Anyway. So Muhammad recounted, he took everything I had, as he's telling the police officers at the time. He didn't take my cell phone, and that's how I'm able to make the 911 call. That's right. Think about that. Think about he's been robbed. He's got a cell phone in his hand. He hates the police. And what's he got to do? What numbers he got to use?
He doesn't have to call.
No, right. He didn't have to call the police. He could have found out from the boys in the hood what was going on, right? So he called them for help. These are the ones. He's got rants all over the internet about this. And when they arrived, they did exactly what they're supposed to do. They tracked down and apprehended the suspect. They brought the guy to justice, same as they do for millions of other crime victims of all races, all ethnicities, every day, on an hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute basis. I love this stuff. Even better, after taking the armed robber into custody, police returned to Muhammad the jewelry, backpack, laptop, and ID card that Robertson had stolen from him. This was not a special case. This is what they do with everything. But don't tell anybody. The entire experience had actually changed Muhammad's outlook on the police somewhat for a better, well, he got a whole better perspective of how the process goes down. Now he's forced to rethink some of the more extreme positions he actually held. He went on to say the police can be hostile and very belligerent. Friday night, he said, I met some officers who were about the business. And that was getting a bad guy off the street. This was out of Muhammad's mouth. And his jaw didn't fall off either. He's now vowed to turn his attention more towards the black-on-black crime that has been plaguing minority communities. Way too. I mean, he was a victim of it. He was able to look right at it, right there in his face. What did it say? What happened to him? A black young man came up to him and robbed another black man. He said, just to go out late at night and throw your life away robbing people, that's hurting, he continued. Every black life is valuable right now, especially a black male. And for him to keep going on with the norm, continue with the process of going to jail, ending your life like that, that's what our boys are doing nowadays. It's very hurting, he said. And this is out of his mouth. This isn't me twisting his words. This isn't the reporter twisting his words. He went on to say, my God, his tongue must have fell out after this. I congratulate the police, added Muhammad. I'm very anti-police, but I'm not against police relations and community relations. What does that mean? I'm terrible at English. I don't do so good with anything, really. I'm very anti-police, but I'm not against police. I'm anti-religion, but I'm for religion. I'm very anti-police. Sorry, I'm trying to work this through in my head. I'm very anti-police, so I don't think we need police. Police shouldn't exist. I'm anti-police. Shouldn't have them. But I'm not against police. So if we have them, I'm not against them. And they need to be in the community. So I don't like them. I don't want them. I don't think we need them. But if we have to have them, then they should be in the community, and we should all get along. Okay. As for Robertson, the robbery suspect is being held in the county jail on a $62,000 bond. I like that. Facing possession of a firearm. In California, I'm not so sure. We'd have to look it up. They're trying to change those laws as to stealing a gun or being in possession of a stolen gun, whether it's a felony or a misdemeanor or what. Now, hopefully, Mr. Muhammad will use his newfound appreciation for police to actually work at improving community and police relations. Now, think about that. He has to, when he's speaking to his groups, and somebody starts saying, you know, screw the police, we don't need the police, he needs to open his mouth now and go, no, wait, let's not go there. No. Actually, in some cases, the police can be a real help. And again, he probably will faint dead away right there. So these guys won't be able to use, or this guy in particular, unless he's a liar, unless he's disingenuous, he won't be able to say police are useless. All they want to do is kill us. All they want to do is hurt us. Because think about this. Not only did they protect the property of a black man, but a black man who actually speaks out against them, a black man who's with a group that totally stands against them, so they protected him, then they went and got his property. From who? Another black man. And they brought that property back intact and gave it to the first black man. And the second black man that they locked up, guess what? He's still alive. He wasn't beaten, he wasn't shot, he wasn't hunted down. He's still alive. That will make any one of those Black Lives Matters or Black Panther groups, their eyeballs are going to pop. Now, you know, you should share this. We'll post the story up after, but you should share this. Because, you know, I would love to know. And I can't get a hold of this guy. He probably wouldn't answer me anyway. Does he truly have a new appreciation or a genuine change of heart towards police? Because I can't imagine what it would be like to think that every cop on the street is out to get me. That every cop on the street is bad and nasty and looking to kill black young men. Does that include the black cops, I wonder? I wonder what they think of black cops. Are they Uncle Toms?
Traitors.
Or traitors? I mean, I'd love to know what they think about that. Anyway, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, this is a very extremely important year for us. I mean, I'm about ready to go off to some of my friends or colleagues that are considered conservative commentators. Now, I know Trump hasn't given us much to work with. Actually, he's even making it hard for us in some cases. But you need to sit down and decide. You need to write out the pros and cons of both candidates. What are you going to end up with a President Hillary? You know, the inside word is that Cruz and others believe that they can get him elected in 4 years. Should Hillary get elected? If they can push Trump off and get him elected, they can get him elected in 4 years. First of all, he did miserably this time. What makes them think that's going to change? What makes you think another dozen people aren't going to throw their hat in the ring? And let me put it to you this way. If you ruin this for me and my family, because she's going to appoint Supreme Court justices, so she can leave in 4 years after she does all that damage, it will be your fault. All you naysayers, it'll be your fault. I hope you can live with it. Instead of just going, you know, well, we voted for her because you gave us that jerk. I'd rather have the jerk than her. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.